Manu Patrar alerts dated the 18th of January 2019. Supreme Court has fixed a February end deadline for the Search Committee on Lokpal to recommend a panel of names for appointment of the country's first anti-graft ombudsman. Supreme Court has held that a check bounce complaint filed based on the second statutory notice issued after representation of checks is maintainable. Kerala High Court has permitted a man, accused in various crimes, to have darshan of Lord Ayyappa Sabarimala, observing that his right as a devotee can't be prevented or stalled merely because of his criminal background. Delhi High Court has held that escalation of price of coal and change in law abroad will not amount to force majeure under the agreement, so as to absolve the power generating company from its obligations. Bombay High Court has told CBI and the Maharashtra CID not to completely rely on the revelations made in the Gauri Lankesh case and conduct an independent probe into the killings of rationalist Narendra Dabholkar and left leader Govind Panesar. Kerala High Court has set aside 2016 election of Karit Razak from Kodubali Assembly constituency in Kozhikode for election malpractice. Allahabad High Court has directed the municipal corporations of Varanasi and Meerut to make the entire city stray cattle-free by the 5th of February. National Green Tribunal has imposed a penalty of 100 crores rupees on Volkswagen India on finding that its vehicles emitted nitrogen oxide beyond the permissible limits, causing damage to environment and health of people. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has asked the Union Ministry of Environment and Forests to examine the effect of hookah with respect to indoor air pollution and prescribe appropriate standards on the issue.